Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, August 11th. Top stories for today. The average of 31.29 COVID-19 screenings conducted by the Health Ministry for every 1,000 people is on par with South Korea, which has successfully curbed the spread of the disease. Health Director General Datuk Dr. Nor Hisham Abdullah said the number of tests were sufficient as positive cases in the country was less than 1% at 0.9%. Former Penang Chief Minister Lim Guan Eng, his wife Betty Chiu Gik Cheng and businesswoman Pang Lee Kun were charged in the Butterworth Sessions Court today with corruption and money laundering. All pleaded not guilty to the charges made against them, which were read out before Judge Ahmad Azhari Abdul Hamid, who then allowed them bail of 50,000 ringgit each and set October 16th for mention. The prosecution has filed an appeal to increase the sentence of 12 years jail and a 210 million ringgit fine imposed on former Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib Tun Razak for misappropriation of 42 million ringgit of SRC Semerang Berhad funds. The Pekan MP was sentenced to 10 years jail on each of the three cases of CBT and each of the three cases of money laundering and 12 years jail and fined 210 million ringgit in default 5 years jail in the case of abuse of position. However, Najib will only serve 12 years in jail as the judge ordered all the jail sentences to run concurrently and is currently out on a 2 million ringgit bail in two sureties pending appeal. A man was charged in a magistrate's court in Sepang today with murdering his wife, who was found dead in a car last July 30th. Muhammad Hairul Izwan A. Samad, 41 years old, nodded after the charge was read out to him before magistrate Ayuni Izzati Sulaiman, but no plea was recorded. He was charged with murdering Maizatul Nisa Othman, 40 years old, a lecturer at University Islam Antarabangsa Malaysia at Tasik Cyber Valley Park, Jalan Persiaran Sepang, Cyberjaya, between 11 a.m. last July 29 and 1:04 a.m. the following day. A uniformed Secret Service officer shot and wounded a man during a confrontation near the White House that led to President Donald Trump being abruptly escorted out of a briefing room during a televised news conference in Washington. The White House complex was not breached and no one under Secret Service protection was in danger. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.